Jesper, the last time we had a conversation was 2005, somewhere down in Lower Manhattan, and a lot has happened since then. Can you describe the last 7 years?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'll say obviously I've not become more clever or wiser since I'm still doing a world run now, the second run, unless you consider that wise, and I think there are very few people that does that, But what has happened since last? Well, obviously now I'm doing a six-day race in New York, so that's a different thing. Last time the timing didn't work out. I wasn't at the right time in New York to do it. It was too late to do a six-day race. I was in, I think, July or it got to be in August.
Well, so, now, when you... Let's put it this way. You were almost to your goal in Greenwich, England.
Yeah, yeah.
You went over to Ireland, you ran across Ireland, you ran across England, and you ended up in Greenwich.
Yeah.
And what was there to greet you?
Well, first of all, there was a lot of runners, to my amazement, a lot of runners that I met during the World Run 1, to my surprise, had flown to England and was running, some of them, the whole states. It was, you got to finish with a big, salute. So I did that, whatever, 78 kilometers, even though, as you saw here in the US, I was dragging myself across the US the last part. But you always get injured when you see the finish line. Anyways, and so there were runners from Finland, and then there was Tony Mangan from Ireland, a good old friend from me. There were, of course, some disciples, and there were, if you don't mind me mentioning, there were De Vizicio that made a very strong impression, one of the most funny persons I've ever met. So.
From London, yeah, absolutely.
That was definitely a plus there. But many different runners, and for me it was a very positive thing to see them come together, not as a celebration of me as a person, because I'm not important. I don't find, if it's not too rude to say, I don't find any persons as individuals important, but what we create together is infinitely important. Just as nature, but nature is just as infinitely important. What it does as totality is amazing. I mean, but I had a lot of happiness in that. I was not just one lonely runner that are approaching the finish line and people cheering. There were people cheering, and my family was there, which I was also happy about. But for me, that scenario does not hold any value, because then I'm, what is this individual that crossed the finish line? That's not important, but there was this huge group of people, and also some businessmen, my financial sponsor in the first one, he had promised, he was a German Australian guy there, and in Melbourne when I ran past the office, he promised me he would run the last stage of the run with me. I think he didn't expect I would finish it, and he was not even a marathon runner, so he got a 78k run, and he dragged himself through and fell down a couple of times, and that gave me much more joy than my own accomplishment, because, and here comes the point, when you do a world run, you cannot yourself fathom it. It's too long.
So you can't do what?
You cannot yourself fathom it. It's too long. I don't think the human brain is designed to understand things like running around the world. We can relate to running a 10K or 10 mile. A marathon, I think, also we can relate to. Then it begins to be difficult. 24 hours, can we really relate to it? We can do it, of course, and that's the magic of being anything living, being humans or nature, in my opinion. The magic is we can do things that we cannot even understand ourselves. We don't need to be able to.
So when you did it, do you think it helped put it forward so that people could understand running around the world, or is it still something that even you don't even believe it happened or can under...
What I most of all hope is that it put forward, and what I try to emphasize also when I talk with people and media after the run and during, I hope most of all that it helped people to understand what a peaceful place we live in as a totality, the world, because if the world is as dangerous and hostile and as different the cultures as we see in the evening news, there's no chance I will survive the first one, and definitely not the second run. I mean, Middle East and Africa and South America and Colombia and what have you, Sudan, and not only have I survived it, but, with most of my teeth still present, and,